For centuries, Bible prophecy has baffled the minds of men. Mistranslations and traditions have shrouded the original writings, causing men to disbelieve the authenticity of the inspired Holy Scriptures. Yisroel Hawkins, pastor and overseer of the House of Yahweh, uncovers the Bible prophecies for these last days. With over 50 years of biblical study and research, this prolific author and spokesman reveals why the destruction of mankind is coming and points to the law and the prophets to show how this destruction can be averted. Due to the demand for accuracy, the Book of Yahweh, the Holy Scriptures, will be used in this program. And now, the prophetic word.
Well, greetings, everyone. Once again, this is Yisroel Hawkins coming to you from the House of Yahweh in Abilene, Texas, and this is the Prophetic Word program. You know, the feast, Yahweh shows as your protection. They are Yahweh's shadow because Leviticus 23 says, these are my feast. So the feasts are Yahweh's. So that is Yahweh's shadow. Now, look at Psalms with that in mind. Psalms 91 in verse 1, he says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We say to Yahweh, you are our refuge and our fortress. You are our Father, in you will we trust. Surely, he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. We're facing those pestilence right now. Pestilence is an old English word, and it means disease epidemics. And we have disease epidemics that are all over the world now and getting worse daily. In fact, we can't find drugs that they're resistant to anymore, many of them. They're becoming drug resistant all over the world. And it's getting worse every day. Every day it's getting worse. We are in that time period, and Yahweh says to you, if you keep these feast days, you have my shadow to protect you from these disease epidemics. That's what he's saying in this verse. But the beastly system, which of course was the Roman Empire, and it still is, the Roman Empire, it broke up and devoured the world, and of course the religion that led the Roman Empire is still leading the world today. It devoured the world, as Daniel 7 said, and the book of Romans, it was written to Jews that were taken captive and taken to Babylon, and this was done by other Jews. Rome was actually owned by the Hebrew tribes that had left, like in Samuel, the 8th chapter, 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, turned against Yahweh and against Samuel. Well, these men were strong, and they, as is prophesied in Genesis 48 and 49, they became a multitude of nations, Ephraim and Manasseh. And of course, the 12 tribes, this is what it's speaking of, that they came a multitude of nations, and Rome was one of them. And of course, the stronger the empire became, the more wealth they could accumulate by going out and taking captive their brothers and anyone else besides that, of course. But they would take them to Babylon first, and they would teach them another language and forbid them to keep the laws, of course. Daniel, the prophet, he was one of the Jews that was taken to Babylon to try to teach him the literature. And the king says, bring me the best of the best, and the king of Babylon. Well, the best of the best could be trained. They would take them on to Rome. The others, they would keep them in Babylon until they died, and their children, maybe they would make slaves out of them. But this is how they built their empires. People think, well, Rome was Gentiles, but no, it wasn't. It was actually of the 12 tribes. So was Babylon. They owned all of those countries. They took them over, and they built empires, and the Roman Empire was one of those empires. The Apostle Shaul, in fact, was a Roman soldier. He was also a Pharisee, trained at the feet of Gamaliel. He was a Roman soldier. He was a Roman citizen, a legal Roman citizen, but he was a Jew of the Roman army. And of course, he was one that went out persecuting the house of Yahweh, which was the disciples' work under the Savior. And of course, the Savior, they hung him on the stake and killed him. And of course, the Acts of the Apostles is full of the history of what I'm telling you at this time. But no one notices it until we point it out to them, and then you get to seeing it everywhere then.
For more information, call the House of Yahweh in Abilene, Texas, USA at 1-325-893-5899. That's 1-325-893-5899.
But anyway, in Daniel, the Catholic Church, the religion here that fulfilled this prophecy here was Constantine. And of course, history shows that he did this. It's not just the Bible that shows it, but the Catholic Church admits that they did this and changed the seventh day to the first day of the week. They were building themselves an empire, and this is what they did. And they had a strong religion here in the popes and the Catholic Church. And then, of course, Daniel says the armies joined this religion. Well, that the armies is speaking of was the Roman soldiers who they would send out roaming, of course, and they would take colonies. They'd just take a whole colony captive if they couldn't protect themselves. They'd take cities captive, and then they'd charge tribute, put them under tribute, where they'd pay taxes if they didn't want to do that. And they were still resisted, they'd destroy the whole city, everything, ply it under, and get rid of them. But they were taking people who they could, they'd make captives out of them, and those who, the best of the best, they'd take to Rome to be leaders. Well, the Catholic Church now here, and the Pope, he has prophesied, this religion has prophesied to change the feast days. Now, if you have a Bible, if you'd get it, it's Daniel 7, and of course, starting with verse 25, is speaking of this religion called a little horn. That's a worthless, it means worthless religion is what it means, because it doesn't bring salvation. The only thing it's ever brought was crusades and wars, and of course, stirring up more wars and troubles of all kind. Well, he says, and he will speak great words against Yahweh and will wear out the saints of Yahweh and think to change times, that is, the Sabbaths of Yahweh, the feast days. That's what the word means if you want to look it up or if you have a King James Version with a reference note in it, it will say the feast. Change the feast of Yahweh and laws, and they will be given into his hand until the time and times and divided times. Well, that time and times and the divided time was the seven-year peace plan that was, Daniel said, would be signed or confirmed with a man named Rabin. That was written in Daniel's time, but it wasn't fulfilled until September the 13th, 1993. I wrote about this seven-year peace plan that was going to be signed with a man named Rabin, and I knew it was going to be signed in my lifetime. It was going to be confirmed in my lifetime because this is the end time. And this is when it's speaking of the last days right here, as Daniel shows in chapter 12. Now, 11 and 12. But notice he changes the feast days. Why? Now, this group here, Yahweh shows, is led by Satan. It's against Yahweh. In fact, notice he speaks against Yahweh, verse 25. He speaks great words against Yahweh. He said, tells you, don't follow, don't call the name, don't use the name Yahweh. They said to Jeremiah, Jeremiah, if you have a King James Version, the great prophet, his name was Jeremiah, but in the King James Version, they translated it Jeremiah. But anyway, they said to him, don't prophesy anymore in the name of Yahweh. Don't prophesy to us in the name of Yahweh. And of course, they threatened to kill him if he did.
For more information, call the House of Yahweh in Abilene, Texas, USA at 1-325-893-5899. That's 1-325-893-5899.
Now, if you only have a King James Version, if you wanted to get you a book called the Interlinear, it shows the original translations, the original scriptures, manuscripts, and it shows, you know, like in Psalms 23, it says in the King James Version, the Lord is my shepherd. Of course, the original said, Yahweh is my shepherd, and they changed it to Lord. The last verse of that Psalms 23 says, I will dwell in, King James Version, the house of the Lord. Originally it said, I will dwell in the house of Yahweh. If you write in to me or call or email, we will send you a literature showing this and showing the copies of the Interlinear put out by Zondervan. I didn't write it, but it has the manuscripts of the Old Testament shows the name Yahweh, and how. And then, of course, Unger's Bible Dictionary said they chose the word Lord to replace it. And Unger's Bible Dictionary says that the word Lord is not a divine title and should have never been used to replace the Creator's name. Well, if you hold your place there in Daniel and turn over to Yeremiah, the 23rd chapter, Yeremiah 23, and verse 21, he said, I've not sent these prophets, that speaking of the prophets of Jerusalem, as you see in verse 14, the prophets of Jerusalem has forsaken his covenant. They commit adultery. A horrible thing is going on there. They walk in lies, he says. They also strengthen the hands of the evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness. All of them are like Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom, Sodomites, men with men. That's what's going on now in the Catholic Church. And this is what the priests, these were the priests. They called themselves priests at this time of Jerusalem. These priests here in Yeremiah are the fathers of the ones today that control Rome and the Vatican. And of course, the Pope Benedict says, and this was brought about by Malachi Martin, one of their famous writers of the Catholic Church, who wrote the book, The Keys of This Blood. And he showed how Satan had taken over the Vatican. And of course, he died very shortly after that. Malachi Martin, who was one of their own. But he exposed the plans of the Catholic Church, and he said they claimed to be the Aaronic priesthood. And of course, that's what they are. They're the fathers. Their fathers that control the Vatican today are spoken of here by Yeremiah. They were also spoken of by the Savior. And he says, you're simply doing what your fathers did. And he said, you've proven that you are the children of those who persecuted the prophets. Well, now they control Rome. And they're doing the same thing, sodomy. And that is what is coming across the news today throughout. And of course, there's people now that's filing charges against them and exposing them for what is told here in Yeremiah 23 and verse 14. They've turned to sodomy. They're like Sodom and Gomorrah, which were Sodomites, which their religion, this was a religion that they practiced. They practiced men with men. And this is taught to them by certain gods that they follow. Well, he says, and they also changed the name. As Daniel said, they speak against the name. The Pope Benedict just put out an article just recently saying, don't use the name Yahweh. Don't speak the name Yahweh. Somehow it had crept into their hymnals and so forth. And he says, all of this has got to be removed. Don't speak the name anymore. Well, here now, Yeremiah, who is fighting the fathers of these people that control the Vatican today, Yeremiah says, how long will this be in the hearts of the prophets? That's the prophets of Jerusalem who turned to sodomy. How long will this be in the hearts of the prophets that prophesy these lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own minds who cause my people to forget my name for Lord. Well, that's exactly what they use, the word they use, Lord, to replace the Creator's name. They speak against the name.
For more information, call the House of Yahweh in Abilene, Texas, USA at 1-325-893-5899. That's 1-325-893-5899.
And of course, this was Constantine. He changed the name of Yahweh, took it out of the scriptures. The King James Version was translated in about the 1600s. And of course, that's when the letter J was added to the English language, so they could use words and change the words of the prophets, like Jeremiah. They took Yahweh's name out of the word Jeremiah and replaced it and spelled it Jeremiah with a J. The Hebrew language doesn't have a J, neither does the Greek. So they had to invent this letter. The word Jeremiah means may Yahweh lift up. So they couldn't leave that in the scriptures. They had to remove the name from the scriptures. Unger's Bible Dictionary, if you want to look up the word Lord or Yahweh in Unger's Bible Dictionary, it will tell you that the word Lord is not a divine title and should have never been used to replace the Creator's name. The word Lord was applied to rabbis, these priests. That's what it meant. They called themselves Lord, or the one who was ruling, he was the Lord. And of course, when they changed the New Testament, they put the word Jesus Christ. That name, we have proof. It's in the Vatican files. And anyone can write to us, and we'll be glad to send you how the word Jesus Christ came. The Savior's name wasn't Jesus or Christ, Christos. This was chosen from two different gods. That name was chosen from two different gods, and they made it a law not to use it. They forced it on the people. And of course, the people objected to it to begin with, but thousands of them died because of it. And they soon was fear out of fear itself. The name was changed and they got away with it. Well, of course, now Daniel is saying here, he says he speaks against Yahweh and his laws and changes the feast days. Why would he change the feast day? Well, of course, the feast days are, as Yahweh shows in Exodus and Leviticus, that they are permanent appointments with Yahweh. And in Isaiah, he says, after the world is collapsed and after the nuclear wars, which are about to take place right now, the nations are lined up and getting ready for nuclear war in the Middle East. The prophecy shows that a third part of the people will be killed in and around the great river Euphrates, starting with the nuclear baby, of course. Now, this is nuclear activity, but it won't stop there. They still won't repent after a third of them are dead. It will keep going until it involves the whole earth. And Isaiah 24, write that down. Yahweh says, Isaiah 24, 1 through 6. He says, this earth is going to be burned and few men left. You really need to read that for yourself. Well, the feast days. Why would Satan want to change Pentecost? Why would Satan not want you to keep the day of Pentecost at Yahweh's house? Because Satan knows this is an everlasting appointment that Yahweh has at his house with the people who come there. And he tells you to keep the feast. In Colossians, the second chapter, we're shown this, and the apostles then, they were being persecuted for actually keeping the feast and trying to keep the feast and teaching the people what the feast was. They used the name Yahweh, and they taught them to keep the laws. The very last revelation in your Bible, Revelations 22, the Savior is speaking here, and he says in verse 12, he says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work will be. And I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who keep his laws. Speaking of Yahweh's law, he's speaking first person. Blessed are those who keep his, Father Yahweh's laws, that they may have right to the tree of life. Yes, by keeping Yahweh's laws, you have right to life. Eternal life. That's his promise to you throughout the Holy Scripture.
For more information, call the House of Yahweh in Abilene, Texas, USA at 1-325-893-5899. That's 1-325-893-5899.
Now, if they can stop you from keeping Yahweh's laws, they stop you from having life. This is Satan's scheme to keep mankind from achieving this goal that Yahweh has set for him, becoming perfect as Yahweh is perfect. Well, back to Colossians now, too. The apostle here, the apostle Paul or Shaul, this is why they killed him. He wrote the book of Colossians. He says, let no man condemn you for eating and drinking in the observance of a feast day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath, which are a shadow, the King James Version says a shadow of things to come. This is mistranslated. This word they translated from, if you have a book of Yahweh or center reference, we have in here this word. It comes from the Hebrew word, but traditionally translated of in the King James Version, a Hebrew and Chaldees lexicon of the Old Testament by Julius I, page 185, shows this word is correctly translated from. It's a shadow from things to come. And the word but in that translation, the King James Version, traditionally translated, but the lexicon and various testimony libra by Koehler and Bob Gardner, page 245, shows this word is correctly translated for. So if you translate it correctly, it reads, which are a shadow from things to come for the body of Messiah. For the body of Messiah, to protect you from things to come. Let no man deprive you of your reward. Your reward, according to the Savior's own words, blessed are those that keep his laws, for they have right to the tree of life. That's your reward. Let no man deprive you of that reward. Let no man deprive you of that reward by turning you from keeping Pentecost, or the other holy days of Yahweh. Well, the shadow of things to come. Now, it's talking about these feast days, which are a shadow, the new moons and the Sabbaths in verse 16, and verse 17, which are a shadow from things to come. If they're a shadow, they are Yahweh's shadow, because Leviticus 23 says, these are my feast. So the feast are Yahweh's. So that is Yahweh's shadow. Now, look at Psalms with that in mind. Psalms 91 in verse 1, he says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We say to Yahweh, you are our refuge and our fortress. You are our Father. In you will we trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. We're facing those pestilence right now. Pestilence is an old English word, and it means disease epidemics. And we have disease epidemics that are all over the world now and getting worse daily. In fact, we can't find drugs that they're resistant to anymore, many of them. They're becoming drug resistant all over the world. And it's getting worse every day. Every day it's getting worse. We are in that time period, and Yahweh says to you, if you keep these feast days, you have my shadow to protect you from these disease epidemics. That's what he's saying in this verse. Verse 4 now, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings will you trust. His truth will be your shield and your buckler. You will not be afraid of the terror by night.
For more information, call the House of Yahweh in Abilene, Texas, USA at 1-325-893-5899. That's 1-325-893-5899.
What is going on all over the world right now? Terrorism, yes. Every nation now is facing terrorism. And of course, we classify these people as our enemies. Those people classify us as their enemies, and everyone becomes an enemy to everyone else. If they but knew there is a peaceful solution, there is a peaceful solution to all of this, and Yahweh will eventually show everyone who is left alive after 4/5 of the earth's population is wiped out. Those 2 billion people that are left alive will be keeping these laws of Yahweh. Yahweh shows this. And in Revelation 7, he shows that number, a huge number that's going to come out of this tribulation alive from these nuclear wars that are about to begin in and around the great river Euphrates. As I brought out in the book called The Nuclear Baby. Well, in verse 6, nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness. Yes, they creep in the windows, as one prophet says. They creep through the windows, they come through the cracks and the doors and so forth. Nor of the destruction that waste at noonday. Speaking, of course, of the wars and fighting. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes you will look and you will see the reward of the wicked. The wicked, the ones who changed Yahweh's laws and fight against anyone keeping those laws today, including the feast days. They changed the feast days and all of Yahweh's laws. And they actually forbid you to put up the Ten Commandments in any of the public places. Because you have made Yahweh your refuge, made the Most High your house, house of Yahweh, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague. Yes, the plagues are coming. The science knows this, but he says no plague will come near your dwelling because you're under the shadow of Yahweh. Well, back to Colossians now. Again, he says, therefore, let no man condemn you in eating or in drinking, in the observance of the feast days or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day, which are a shadow from things to come for the body of Messiah. That's the body, the house of Yahweh in these last days, of which Yeshua Messiah is the high priest and king over this house. Until next broadcast, may Yahweh bless your understanding.
For more information, visit www.yahweh.com. Yahweh is spelled YAHWEH, or email us at HOY@bitstreet.com. That's spelled HOY@bitstreet.com, or write The House of Yahweh, P.O. Box 2498, Abilene, Texas 79604, USA. That's www.yahweh.com. Yahweh is spelled YAHWEH, or email us at HOY@bitstreet.com. That's spelled HOY@bitstreet.com, or write The House of Yahweh, P.O. Box 2498, Abilene, Texas 79604, USA.